If you fish in Vermont, there's a good chance the last trout you caught began its life at one of the state's five fish hatcheries. Governor Phil Scott has proposed closing one of those hatcheries to save money in next year's budget. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some fishing industry experts say they won't give it up without a fight.
Can you hear me okay, Bob?
Yeah, I can. I hope I don't lose you here.
I caught up with Bob Sampson on a spotty cell connection last week. He's the president of the Lake Champlain Walleye Association and a respected figure in Vermont's fishing universe. So I wanted to see how he was digesting news about Phil Scott's plan to close down a fish hatchery in Salisbury. Not well, it turns out.
You know, it's really fresh in my mind, and I can't believe it. And it's floored me, to be honest with you. It really has.
Salisbury plays a central role in the state's network of fish hatcheries because it's where they raise the brood stock. Those brood stock produce the eggs used to raise five different kinds of trout at other hatcheries around the state. Close down the station with the brood stock, Sampson says, and you'll severely reduce the number of adult fish available for stocking because it'll take years to transfer that brood stock infrastructure to the remaining hatcheries. Reduce the number of stockable fish, and Sampson says more recreational anglers are going to come up empty.
And people just won't come here. I think of everything we're doing to bring people here, and this is just a kick right in the, it's a kick in the butt. It's what it is.
Even the Scott administration acknowledges the harm that closing the hatchery will cause. Lewis Porter is the commissioner of Fish and Wildlife.
We're likely to see significant impacts to fish stocking for several years, and it will long-term still see a reduction in our stocking ability just because one of our hatcheries will be offline.
And Porter says that's bad news for an outdoor recreation industry that generates $2.5 billion annually, including $39 million from hatchery fish. But Porter says costs are outpacing revenues at his department, and in order to live within its budget, Porter says he needed to find $250,000 in savings.
We had a number of difficult options on the table to close our budget, and this is the best of those options.
Colchester Representative Pat Brennan isn't so sure.
My main concern is that if the fishermen aren't happy and they're not catching fish, then the license sales could diminish and we find ourselves in a bigger hole than we are now.
Brennan says if it's just a matter of coming up with $250,000 to save the hatchery, then he'd propose a modest increase in hunting and fishing license fees to make up the difference. But it's not just a matter of the $250,000. Salisbury will soon need $13 million in upgrades to conform with clean water standards. Brennan, though, says he'll look for ways to avoid the closure of the Salisbury hatchery, and Bob Sampson says he definitely won't give up without a fight.
To be honest with you, I cannot believe Phil Scott going along with this. It's floored me.
Sampson says he and other fishing industry officials will be in Montpelier in the coming weeks to try to convince lawmakers to reject the plan. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.